A story on News 24 this morning, an analysis done by one Jackie Reed, who is, Jackie Reed is somebody working in the field of labour law. She is an employment lawyer and a senior associate at Herbert Smith Freehills. And the piece starts, the second paragraph is, employers are entitled to implement a mandatory vaccination policy in the workplace, provided they conduct a risk assessment in consultation with the relevant stakeholders, those being employees, trade unions, health and safety representatives or committees, and develop a plan which outlines the measures that the employer intends to implement in respect of its vaccination of employees. This entitlement is provided for in the Consolidated Direction on Occupational Health and Safety in Certain Workplaces, which was issued on the 11th of June last year. And this has been written in response to the media reports that Dis-Chem employees have been informed that they have until the end of this month to be fully vaccinated. If they are not fully vaccinated by the first working day of February, they will be required to present a negative test at their own expense every week before reporting to work. Cass Cavadia joins us now, the CEO of Business Unity South Africa. And Cass, good morning. You and I have spoken about this issue before. Your approach to the Constitutional Court to get a declaratory order on this matter of mandatory vaccinations in the workplace. Any progress with that?
Well, we've just started engaging with our lawyers again after the break, but there have been some developments since then. I mean, as you say, a number of businesses have gone the mandatory vaccination route, or at least gone the route that they require staff to be vaccinated, otherwise to prove that they are negative. A business organization has indicated that they will be going to the Constitutional Court to give clarity to that, and we are considering whether we are able to join that action. So we're still looking at ways and means to actually get some legal clarity on this. We absolutely clear. I mean, the directive that you refer to do give employers the wherewithal to insist that their staff do vaccinate, and if they do not vaccinate, which is their choice, if they don't want to vaccinate, then they've got to demonstrate that they do not have COVID, that they are negative. And this is to actually protect the workplace and protect those workers in the workplace that choose to vaccinate. And we've always indicated that we appeal to employers to apply those directives in a way that actually does ensure that people are given the proper choices and people are given the proper information. And those directives do say that if an employee does not want to vaccinate, that the employer should also try to position that employee in a way that the employee does not or minimizes the risk to other employees. But there are businesses that may not be able to do that. Mm. And under certain circumstances, if employees refuse to, they can exercise their right not to vaccinate, but I don't think they can exercise a so-called right to actually put others in danger. And under those sorts of circumstances.
But Cass, if the directive to which I read out the reference to at the beginning of our conversation, is that clear? Do we really need a declaratory order from the Constitutional Court?
Well, that is a directive. And I think that you know, there's going to be a lot of debate on this. It's a very controversial issue. And we just felt that it would be useful to actually get some sort of greater legal certainty on this from a court. So that we don't spend too much time debating this issue. We don't spend too much time on whether it's legal or not. We don't spend too much time on those sort of issues, but actually start implementing what can be implemented and ensure that as many people as possible are vaccinated. And that's the whole idea. One is protection of the workplace. two is to get as many people vaccinated as possible, because the science is absolutely clear that that's the best weapon we have against the virus. And what's also coming through is that those firms that have indicated, or that had indicated last year, that at the beginning of this year they're going to start applying the directive, have seen substantial increases in vaccination. And that's essentially what we want to achieve.
And let's hope that perhaps the Constitutional Court says, yes, let's hear this. It is important to get clarity on this. Kaskavadia, CEO of Business Unity South Africa, thank you very much for joining us this morning.